The E Word, written by May Glenn, read by Maggie Jolly. Summary. Liz threw a stack of paper on the workbench in front of Michael. Michael removed his goggles and squinted at it. It was about 10 pages of yellow lined paper, handwritten, stapled together. It looked like trash. Then he peered closer. Is that my... I can't believe you wrote that in 12th grade, she accused. No wonder you almost beat me for valedictorian. Michael huffed and then laughed outright. I'd have had you, you know. Good thing we'll never know, Liz said shortly, almost like she really was worried. Notes for Dr. Lemur. Liz threw a stack of paper on the workbench in front of Michael. Michael removed his goggles and squinted at it. It was about 10 pages of yellow-lined paper, handwritten, stapled together. It looked like trash. Then he peered closer. Is that my... I can't believe you wrote that in 12th grade, she accused. No wonder you almost beat me for valedictorian. Michael huffed and then laughed outright. I'd have had, you know. Good thing we'll never know, Liz said shortly, almost like she really was worried. Anyway, you could publish this if you expanded it. Oh yeah, gotta think about those CV lines, Michael rolled his eyes and put his glasses back on. We could co-author a paper, Liz asked. She actually could use the publication, and he probably could use the boost to his self-worth, if nothing else. Look, it's not even aliens, necessarily. You're suggesting that the fluid dynamics of the water under Antarctic ice could be used as a model for Europa? No, Liz. Michael turned the banter on again. Come on, we're the ideal team, Liz shouted over it, standing way too close for him to work on carving this wood safely. Physics and biology! He sighed deeply and cut the power. Where did you even get this? Max had it. He said you stopped collecting your work at school and he probably got it for you at the end of the year or something. Mr. Ramirez never gave hundreds, Michael. I never got one from him, and you didn't even type this one like he wanted. Michael's eyes sparkled a little to learn that. See, told you I had you for the big wee. Liz frowned. I will only admit there may be a shred of truth to that statement if you try to recreate the experiment with me. God, will you leave me alone otherwise? I'm dating your brother, and you're working your way through dating my best friends, so... Michael shook his head warningly. So no, she continued, unfazed. I'll never leave you alone, but I might steal your research if you don't. Okay, okay, Michael threw up his hands. See, you do care, Liz teased. She stuck out her hand for him to shake. Ortega and Garen? Garen and Ortega, alphabetically. Fine. Fine, Michael shook her hand. Liz was never happier than when she was working on science with Michael. Seriously. She would never tell Max this, who wanted to be the one to make her happy, though he couldn't keep up with her when she talked about her work. She especially couldn't tell Kyle or Diego, who understood her work and wanted to make her happy. Michael didn't need anything dumbed down or explained to him. He had kept up with the science after high school without needing to get a degree. He had already been ahead of it in many ways, and he pushed her just enough with his high intelligence and critical thought to annoy her into being better. And he didn't care if she was happy. Ideal. Michael also didn't get tired or hungry, and she liked that they stopped only to order takeout and ate while they worked. She loved that he was happy to work late. So late, in fact, ignoring both their phones, that Max and Alex showed up together to retrieve them. What Liz didn't like about working with Michael was the fuss Michael made about making sure she didn't leave his lair without checking her purse. I'm sorry, what are you afraid I'll walk out of here with? Part of my console? A saliva sample? Some of my hair? Noah's liver I kept in case I destroy my own? You have Noah's liver? Liz's eyes grew huge. Michael looked to Max and Alex for backup. You see, she's insane. No, I don't have it. But if I did, you'd be after it, you vulture. I'll go through your purse if you wanted to meet me, Max told her. Liz gaped at Max. Max, who was supposed to support her. You really do not have a good track record, Liz. Sounds reasonable to me. Alex shrugged at Max. I go through the purse and you pat her down? You're less likely to get distracted if you gave her the pat on, Max replied, grinning. Michael laughed. Liz frowned. Oh, they were joking about it now. Fine, fine, okay. I had one consulship in my bag. It didn't even fit to the part you had, and I was going to bring it right back, she shouted, but they were already laughing, all three of them. After what, synthesizing it? Patenting it? Grafting it to dinosaur DNA and killing us all? Very funny, Liz said darkly, but surrendered her purse and person for inspection. She did not deserve this. Okay, it's official. You are the single funnest person to go to conferences with, Liz laughed, as they tumbled into their shared hotel room in LA together, already tipsy. They had given their paper today, so the hard part was over. Between Liz connecting with the Latinx group of scientists who had invited her to join their society and probably give a keynote in Mexico City at their conference next year, and Michael getting back at a cantankerous old fart who really insisted on calling him Mr. Garen, like his lack of education was a moral failing by pointing out a major error in the professor's math during his presentation that rendered his findings statistically insignificant, they were off to a fantastic start. Michael looked good. Alex and Maria had taken him shopping for conference clothes, and while he had to be careful not to get anything on the pants so they could last him the weekend, he had several nice shirts still to wear. Liz tumbled out of her shoes the moment she got in the door, giggling as she opened up her cardigan to reveal a still mostly full bottle of wine she lifted from the consuit. Michael snorted, his nose curling up as he drunkenly started pulling off his pants to hang them up and preserve them, yes, but also to reveal the bottle of whiskey that he had lifted from the consuit. Liz laughed so hard she snorted. Oh my god, wait a minute, Mikey, I have to pee! She scampered into the bathroom and shut the door. I can't believe we both stole booze from the consuite, she howled, continuing to talk to him. That publisher sounded interested in our work. I couldn't get tanked out there, Michael said. I barely know how to act around these kinds of people sober. Liz came out to the sound of a toilet flushing. Being drunk helps. I'm getting into my jammies. Text Max for me. Tell him I'm going to bed. I'm not lying to my brother for you, Michael said, also changing into clothes for sleep before he grabbed his phone. They were sharing a room to save money, though they had to tell a lot of people that they definitely weren't together. I'll tell him you're too drunk to text. That's not a lie yet. Liz snorted, re-emerging from the bathroom. With her eyeliner and lipstick off, she looked younger. I'd just be sexting him anyways, and that would be weird in front of you, she agreed. Want me to text Alex for you? No need. He's used to me being drunk, Michael said, firing off brief texts to both of them and silencing his phone. Charming, Liz clambered up onto her bed, pouring them each a plastic cup of stolen wine. I usually watch cable when I drink alone in my hotel room, but I'm open to ideas since I'm not alone. Michael chuckled and plucked his phone in. Sounds good to me. I brought cards, but I'm beat. I'm not used to using nothing but my brain all day. And schmoozing. God, I hate the schmoozing. Heath tried to get me to do it more or better, Liz shook her head. You're a better partner than Heath, and I thought he was the peak. Maybe the lesson here is you shouldn't sleep with your lab partners, Michael teased, hiding behind his wine glass. Liz snorted her wine out of her nose when she laughed, splashing purple carnage all over the bedsheet. Oh my god, Michael! It's true. Ever since my brother, senior year, you fucked your lab partners, and I'm the one that got away. It's why I'm the best. Liz put her head in her hands. Oh my god. Kyle was my sham lab partner in junior year. It's true. I've slept with every single one of my lab partners. It was Michael's turn to spit out his wine. What is wrong with me? Liz wailed, gulping her wine. Okay, if we're talking about your exploits, I'm opening the whiskey, Michael said. No, no, please, please let's not, Liz laughed. Let's watch HGTV and not think about science or sex. You want to show me the home makeover channel and expect me not to think about sex? Michael huffed. You're so weird, Liz giggled and glanced at him sidelong. I think the nesting thing really must be genetic with you. Max is the same way. Well, you're an alien scientist, Otako, Michael said sleepily. Not anymore. Not just me, anyway, she reminded him. She reached across the nightstand between them to clink their plastic cups together in a toast. Michael's smile was almost tender before she added, but it will skew the results if you're studying yourself, so I agree to conduct a study. I know I can get a Natsa to tell me about Isabel. Michael snorted, still not ethical to conduct experiments on your friends. Liz scoffed, oh, you wouldn't even know. Especially without permission, Liz. Author's notes. Thanks to the R&M 18 Plus gang for the fodder for this nonsense, especially Yuki, Jin, Tess, Ariel, and Mitras. Thanks for Dr. Lemur for the art. For Liz Otako Week 2022, Day 1. I love Liz and Michael in all their presentations, so read this as shippy as you want. Reader's notes. This took me so long. I've tried to record this the first time as my second ever podfic back in 2023, and then I tried to edit and post it in 2024, but I just didn't like what I had, so I completely erased all of it and started fresh. But I still just couldn't get through it, especially the editing, but I also didn't finish recording it. And then I had to re-record a bunch of stuff again. And now for Voice Team Mystery Box 2024, I'm finally finishing it. And yeah. Thank you, May Glenn, for having blanket permission. And I hope you all enjoy listening to this. Don't forget to leave kudos and comments on the original work.